On Earth Day 1970, 20 million Americans displayed their commitment to a clean environment. It was called the largest demonstration in human history at the time. More than a billion people now participate in annual Earth Day activities. The idea of this day set aside to focus on protecting the natural environment was the brainchild of U.S. Senator Gaylord Nelson of Wisconsin. Tomorrow's the birthday of Gaylord Nelson, and today we check in with someone who can tell us about one of Wisconsin's most well-known political figures.
Bill Christopherson is a former journalist and longtime Wisconsin political consultant, now retired. He lives in Milwaukee. He's the author of the book, The Man from Clear Lake, Earth Day founder Senator Gaylord Nelson. Bill, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm always happy to talk about Gaylord.
Well, let's talk about some of his politics. You know, on the eve of his birthday, tomorrow is his birthday. Tell us a little bit about where these politics came from.
Well, he grew up in a political household in Clear Lake, Wisconsin, in Polk County, up near the Minnesota border. His parents, his dad was a country doctor, and his mother was a nurse. And they were both progressive followers of Fighting Bob La Follette, the famous reformer, and were deeply involved in progressive politics. And so he grew up surrounded by that, and clearly was shaped by that and became a leading progressive himself.
And he was elected governor age 42 in 1958. What was his platform for Wisconsin at the time?
Well, it was interesting. He was only the second Democratic governor in Wisconsin in the 20th century. And the first one was kind of an accident. It was during the Roosevelt landslide in the 1930s. So the odds were pretty long against him, and he really didn't expect that he would win. He thought he would run and get known and get his name established and probably run again a second time. But he ran on a platform. He described the Republicans, who had been in control of everything for 20 years, as fat and feeble. It said they had a lot of dead wood. They've been sweeping problems under the rug. The leadership is old and tired. They've got fat and flabby being on the job for 20 years. That kind of thing. Basically, that it was time for a change. That Wisconsin had been a one-party state for too long, and it was really time for a change and to give the Democrats a chance. And the Democrats in Wisconsin had been almost non-existent for a long time. Gaylord and a handful of other people in the late 1940s and 1950s built the party almost from scratch to where it became competitive. And the first breakthrough was in 1957 when Bill Proxmire won a U.S. Senate seat. And then the following year, Gaylord was elected governor in Wisconsin for the first time in decades, truly became a competitive two-party state.
Well, he was only governor for 4 years, and then he moved on to the U.S. Senate, ran there. What made him decide to run after only 4 years?
Well, these days we say only 4 years, especially, I guess, after Tommy Thompson and some others. But in those days, the governor's term was a two-year term, so he had already been elected twice. And his feeling at the time, and it's hard to imagine that now, but that was that he had accomplished most of his agenda in that four-year period, and he had gotten a lot done and wanted to take the opportunity to make a run for the Senate. Again, it was a real underdog campaign against Alexander Wiley, who was the senior Republican in the Senate at the time. His conservation record as governor, one of the main accomplishments of his time as governor was to create a really visionary conservation program that these days we know as the Stewardship Fund. At the time, it was called the Outdoor Recreation Action Program. But he set aside a penny a package tax on cigarettes to raise $50 million to preserve open space and recreational land and wildlife habitat at the time that no one in the country was doing that. It became kind of a model for other states, and it stamped him as indelibly, gave him a national reputation too as an environmentalist, and or at the time we called him conservationists, and that had a lot to do with his successful run for the Senate too, that people really related to that.
Well, as you say, he was kind of ahead of the curve on conservation and later on environmentalism. Where did that come from?
Well, when you ask him about it, he would say that he became an environmentalist by osmosis growing up in Clear Lake. And he describes his boyhood in Clear Lake, which at the time was a village of about 700 people, really is idyllic. He and his friends spent almost all of their time outdoors. They spent a lot of time either hunting or fishing or in the summertime swimming and camping and hiking, and he was all of them. He and his friends were outdoor kids and very interested in nature, and I think his mother had a big influence too. She also was an environmentalist, but he couldn't. When you would ask him, he would say he could never remember a time really that wasn't an issue that he cared about.
And in terms of his contributions to the field of conservation and environmentalism, he is probably best known for being the founder of Earth Day. Where did he come up with that idea?
Well, he had the idea from the time he was elected to the U.S. Senate, even before he took office. His one main agenda item was to try to find a way to get the environment onto the national political agenda and make it part of the debate. And his first idea was to enlist the president, John Kennedy, and he persuaded JFK to do a national tour and talk about conservation issues. And Gaylord thought, if the president says this is important, that's it. It's going to catch on and everybody's going to pay attention. Well, that didn't turn out to be true, and he was disappointed by that. So he went back to the Senate, and this was in 1963. 6 years later, he was in California making a series of speeches about environmental issues. Had just been in Santa Barbara, where he had seen the site of a huge oil spill in the ocean, and was on the plane to his next stop in Berkeley reading a magazine about the teach-ins that were going on at the time on college campuses about the war in Vietnam. And he said the light came on. He said, why don't we have a teach-in about the environment? And that's how he announced, in September of 1969, he announced in a speech in Seattle that there would be a national environmental teach-in the next spring. And it was a story that made the wire services, but not a big story, but it ran around the country. And his office was inundated with calls and contacts from people who wanted to know how they could be involved, to the extent that his Senate office couldn't handle it. They had to set up a nonprofit organization called the Environmental Teach-In, which eventually by April became Earth Day. But it was only 7 months later that Earth Day happened, and 20 million people, as you said in the introduction here, at the time it was 10% of the people in the country participated in one way or another. So it was beyond his wildest imagination.
And just very briefly, Bill, not long after that we saw the Clean Air and Clean Water Act. Did he see Earth Day as leading a momentum to get that legislation passed just a couple years later? And I'm sorry, just 30 seconds left or so.
Clearly. Earth Day started what became known as the environmental decade. And in the next 10 years, 28 major pieces of environmental legislation were passed, more than had been passed in the entire history of the country before that. And clearly, Earth Day launched all that.
Well, Bill, thank you so much for coming on and talking about Gaylord Nelson with us today.
Well, thank you, and happy birthday tomorrow, Gaylord.
That's right. Gaylord Nelson's birthday would be tomorrow, 1916, the year he was born. We've been talking to Bill Christopherson, the author of The Man from Clear Lake, Earth Day founder, Senator Gaylord Nelson.